In this bulletin, the search continues for a child missing southeast of Hobart. Donald Trump sues Hillary Clinton and several other Democrats. And Australia beginning its last Women's World Cup game against Bangladesh in Wellington. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Rescue crews from interstate have arrived in Tasmania to assist in the search for a missing four-year-old girl near Storm Lee, southeast of Hobart. Shayla Phillips was last wearing pink leggings, a light yellow top and gumboots when she went missing. She was last seen in her backyard playing with her dogs. The search is in its third day and police have used a range of search strategies, including a thermal sensing drone. Inspector Gavin Hallett from the Tasmania Police says officers are being extremely thorough.
We've checked and we've rechecked. One scenario is that perhaps Shayla might have been in one location, is still mobile. We will go and recheck those areas again. My object at the moment is to search until Shayla is located safe.
The New South Wales State Emergency Service is urging residents in flood-affected communities to stay away from floodwaters after police confirmed the death of a 72-year-old man in the state's north at Coaldale. He was reported missing on Thursday night. It comes as the Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting moderate to heavy rainfall for flood-hit communities over coming days. SES Chief Superintendent Steve Patterson says the death is a reminder for people not to underestimate the danger of floodwaters. South Australian MP Nicole Flint says pain clinics to be rolled out in every state to treat endometriosis are an absolute game changer that will improve the lives of countless women. Ms. Flint says she understands the often debilitating nature of endometriosis, having been an advocate for women's health for some time, but also a patient herself, with a diagnosis of stage 4 endometriosis in 2020 that required surgery. Ms. Flint says the pain clinics will take a broad approach to managing the endometriosis of patients.
Part of this is the nurse navigators, which is critical to make sure that it's every level of the health profession who are involved in treatment and support for women. Allied health, whether that's pelvic physios, whether that's dietitians, of course our specialists, pain specialists, GPs, nurses.
Labor has announced details of a housing plan to help families buy homes in regional areas. The Regional Housing Support Scheme will target 10,000 families who've lived in a regional area for 12 months and only have a 5% deposit, and do away with the need for lenders' mortgage insurance for those who have a deposit of 5%. Under the Labor plan, the government would provide a guarantee of up to 15% of the value of the property purchased. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says he grew up in public housing with a single mother and understands from this experience the importance of knowing someone had a secure roof over their head.
But too many younger Australians in particular simply can't access the housing market to get into it. Because they can't access that, also their rents are going up. They're just struggling to get by.
Donald Trump has sued his rival in the 2016 US presidential election, Hillary Clinton, as well as several other Democrats, alleging that they tried to rig the election that he won. Mr. Trump alleges that the Democrats' claims about his ties to Russia were a false narrative and an injurious falsehood. This all comes as he continues to falsely claim his 2020 election defeat by Joe Biden was the result of widespread fraud. In sport, Australia has won the toss and is bowling after overnight rain delayed the start of its last Women's World Cup group game against Bangladesh in Wellington. The game started in overcast conditions and was reduced to 43 overs per side. Injured all-rounder Elise Perry has been ruled out of the game, and teenage pace bowler Darcy Brown took her place in the side. Australia is unbeaten, and this is a dead rubber for the team, while Bangladesh is chasing its second win of the tournament. It's the first women's one-day international between the teams. The weather for Saturday: Perth, mostly sunny tomorrow and 36 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. A similar forecast for Hobart, a top of 23. A shower or two in Canberra, 23 degrees. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, showers, 23. Newcastle, also showers and 23 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.